96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to women, business, and money, there is good news and some bad news, and both may surprise you. Since 2007, the number of black women business owners has increased by more than 300%. But how they handle their personal finances could actually jeopardize their financial footing. We're looking at this issue tonight with financial and affordable lifestyle expert Jennifer Streaks. And if you have a comment about business, and if you're looking for some tips to make sure that that financial footing stays firm, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this, because there was a report that was released last week that talked about, and it's by American Express, that talks about the high number of black women in this country that have started business, mm-hmm. or that have expanded their business. From your perspective, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that, you know, black women, we've always been head of household sort of leaders in terms of our financial wellness within our households. And although the job market is improving, it hasn't come full circle yet. So we've decided to take the bull by the horns and create our own financial footing.
And the interesting thing, and this was mentioned by a report out of the U.S. Department of Commerce, that since 2007, there's been a 300% increase in the number of women, black women, that own or have started businesses. It's interesting that it mentions 2007, because right at 2007, 2008, mm-hmm. that is really at the heart of the mortgage crisis, the Great
Correct.
Recession. And I'm quite honestly surprised that the number has grown so much when, I guess, in my circles, a lot of women were a little cautious at that point, even as they began to lose their jobs or their husbands lost jobs, family members and the like. And a lot of them were just looking for other job opportunities. But I'm really surprised that they had started businesses.
Well, I think what you saw was a lot of women that might have started side businesses, mm-hmm. as they started losing their jobs, as they became underemployed. Maybe their hours were no longer full time, but they still needed to supplement that income, and then that business might have, you know, taken off, and they decided, hey, I can just really do this full time, and that's what they did.
Talk to me about the bad news.
The bad news is that we have these great entrepreneurs out here with these wonderful jobs, and they start making this money, which is great for the economy, but they're not handling their personal finances the best. When you have an influx of money, you have to get a team around you to tell you and to advise you what are the next steps? What's the best way to handle this money? Things change. Your tax situation changes. Your banking account information changes. And you need to be on top of that so that this new influx of cash doesn't cause you problems.
Now, are the businesses thriving, but the mm-hmm. personal finances not thriving so much?
The businesses are thriving and the personal finances are thriving, but you have to take care of business. You need to know how to take care of making sure your LLC is filed, making sure your trademark is filed if you have a business, making sure that you pay your taxes and things of that nature. That's where I'm finding a lot of small business owners and new entrepreneurs are falling into problems.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202 319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, we're talking about black women, business and money, the good and the bad. I believe this is Retta calling from Maryland. Is that correct, Retta?
Rita.
Okay, thank you, Rita. What's on your mind?
Well, I had my own business. I was previously a federal government employee and decided to work for myself as an independent contractor for the federal government. And over a period of years, I lost my husband in 2012, and I'm sort of like recovering from pancreatic cancer. This year I would be 8 years in remission.
Oh, good.
So I'm trying to get started again with my business. I just recently paid my taxes, and it's really hard. I basically understand how to do a business plan, but writing a business plan is one thing and getting the money is another story.
That's it.
Find it hard as an African-American woman to actually, you know, get the funding that I need to really start a business and keep the business growing.
Well, let me see if Jennifer can at least briefly address that before I go to a break. Obviously, Rita has had some difficult bumps in the road. She's getting back into it, so we certainly commend her for that. What does she need to do to look for financing?
Financing for a small business, especially if you don't have a long track record, is difficult. And so I don't want to tell anyone within the listening area that it's going to be easy, that you're just going to be able to walk into a bank and get a loan, or even, you know, the Small Business Administration. It's very difficult and a lot of hoops to jump over. What I find with those that are really starting their businesses is really just guerrilla funding and guerrilla marketing, whether you're putting it across credit cards, whether you are getting loans from family members. If it's something that you really believe in and it's something that you really can make a go of, then you sit down with someone, maybe it is a family member, and you say, this is my business plan, this is what I plan to do, but most importantly, this is how I intend to pay you back, so that they know that you are serious and that you're coming to them as a business person. And you start off and you just bite it off bit by bit by bit, and you find that you're where you need to be.
Okay. Rita, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Black women, business and money, the good and the bad. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about black women, business and money, the good and the bad news. We're looking at that issue tonight with financial and affordable lifestyle expert Jennifer Streaks. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you have an experience that you want to share with us as you are starting your business, or perhaps you've been in it for a while, also if you have any questions about making sure that your business thrives and making sure that you handle your personal finances in the best way possible, definitely give us a call. Let me go to Deborah calling from Virginia. Deborah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for having me. I have owned my small business for about a year now, and the biggest problem that I have when it comes to my finances, because most of my clients are small businesses, so when you're just starting out, you don't have a lot of money. So I severely undercharge, and I find myself giving out free services because I believe in all of the visions that I help out with, but I have to pay my bills, I have to pay taxes, so any suggestions as far as being consistent with my pricing really helps.
And that's what I was going to say. You need to set a price list and stick to it. When you go to shop at Nordstrom, they don't, bargain down their prices, and nor should you. You have to believe in your brand and your services enough to stick to your price list. Like you said, you have bills that you need to pay as well. And if they're also small businesses, they should understand that. So I would say set, you know, a price list. Make sure that you can cover all of your expenses related to your personal life and also the service that you will be providing, and you stick to that regardless. Mm.
But how do you balance that with getting the word out, the marketing piece, particularly if you're kind of doing this on your own and you don't have an advertising budget and the like, and you want people to sample whatever your services or your product happens to be?
I mean, and now we're living in such a great time of social media, when you can put together a Facebook fan page, a Twitter page, Instagram, LinkedIn. I mean, you can do your own marketing. I mean, there are people who get emails from me 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm just online.
And I'd be mad at you if I got an email from you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But that's how passionate I am about this, you know. And I mean, so now you can do your own guerrilla marketing. You don't have to pay some expensive firm to advertise your services. So that helps. That really helps in terms of a small business's expenses, where you can do your own marketing, and you may have one or two clients that give testimonials. You have to get a website. So I know if your business has been up for a year, you have to have a website, and you have a list of your services, and you talk to maybe one or two, and you say, will you provide a testimonial for me or speak on how great my services were? You put that up there, and the rest of it is on you.
Okay. Well, Deborah, good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We are talking about black women, business, and money, the good and the bad. We're going to take a break, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about something that Jennifer just mentioned, websites, for example, how they can make or break you. Her website, by the way, is jenniferstreaks.com. That's jenniferstreaks, STREAKS.com. Check it out, and you may see what I'm talking about. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back on with this conversation in just a bit.